This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my husband was a little grumpy the past few days because, no, it wasn't me. I know it wasn't me. For what? Because we're supposed to be going to South Carolina at the end of the month, and he wanted to get a rental car. Me and the kids are going to fly out a little later than he is. And I love Enterprise, rent a car. Enterprise is one of my favorite groups. I used to work for Budget. I like Budget. They're all pretty good. And so as he was trying to book a rental car, they were expensive. I mean, really expensive. Almost a couple hundred dollars a day. And I'm like, well, then we'll just Uber. He's like, well, Uber and Lyft are starting to get expensive. And we're going to use the car because we want to drive around and see the coast and things like that. And so he's, you know, figured out that what happened was apparently, and I'm sure you guys might be seeing this too, is the rental car companies got hit really hard during the pandemic. And in order to keep afloat, many of these rental car companies had to sell their fleets. I don't blame them. Why should the cars be sitting there where somebody could, you know, I don't know, vandalize them or whatever? If you need money and you're not renting the cars, why do you need such a huge fleet? So a lot of the rental car companies, I don't know exactly which ones sold more than others, but from what I'm understanding, the majority of them had the smarts to go, we aren't going to for a year, you know, not make money. We might as well get recoup some of our money back. So they sold a lot of their fleets. Now, to try to buy rental cars back, and buy cars back, car manufacturers might not be giving the rental car companies first dibs, especially since they're going to want to, you know, whoever wins is going to be the one selling in bulk. And I'm not sure how cars get bought per se, but rental car companies, they're nice cars. They're not used cars. So these are cars that are hardly used. It always blows my mind. I get into the car and it smells like a brand new car. I'm like, how is this a new car when they keep, you know, renting it? So some of the prices have been rising like about 147%. I think Hertz, right? Don't tell me because it hurts. So Hertz rental car, that's gone up 147%. I think their average car rental is $114.49 a day. Enterprise didn't go up as much. That was 57%. But still, these places are going up. Budget, I noticed with Budget, when I had to go to New York, I was going to do a car service because the rental cars were just really, really expensive at the time. And then, just for poops and giggles, I logged on just one more shot, and I was able to get a rate of like 50-something a day, which was ending up cheaper than the car service with the Uber, because when you go to New York, a lot of the Uberists, is that somebody drives Uber, are they called Uberers or Uberists? An Uberist, like a pianist? Okay, so the Uberists, they don't really like to do city to airport travel. And I had to be on Long Island, so I'm like, well, why don't I just rent a car? This way I could then turn around and go back and then drive to whatever. And so anyway, so it worked out for me. But for those of you that are thinking about summer travel and you always get your rental car at the last minute, don't, because you might not be able to get a rental car. I mean, there is not as much inventory. So I recommend to go online and definitely get a rental car from a place where you could cancel right, up to 24 hours before, which is so cool of these companies to do that. I hate the places where you have to pay now and there's no way it's non-refundable, but I love it when you can decide up until the last minute. So if I were you, I would just book what you need to, and then depending on what happens, you know, you could always check to see if the rates went down. That's another thing, too. A lot of times, the people behind the counter are very, very cool. I used to work for Budget. So I was at Budget, and I'm like, hey, guys, you know, I'm one of you. And they're like, yeah, we're family. You know, even though I worked for Budget in the 90s. And so it was great, you know, because there was a little discount. I think I got it. I got, which was pretty nice. I got it. Okay, hey, if I could say Uberist, I could say got it. But the point I'm trying to make is we think that the lockdown was just harmful to the degree of you close down, you open back up. It's not a light switch. This is something you've been hearing now for months. You can't just turn it back on because being closed down was not as simple as turning off a light switch. Being closed down meant you were starving, meant you need to scramble and figure out how to stay alive and how to not incur any more damage. Because if you're closed down and you don't have staff and your product is just sitting out there, it, you know, that could cause you to lose more money. And so what we see with the rental car industry is just one example of how devastating shutting down and then trying to turn everything back on is. And so some of you are very frustrated because you've gone to a restaurant or you've tried to get a car and you've tried to travel and it's just not flowing. And I've noticed that too. I've done staycations, I've done travel, I've done retail, I've done restaurants, and it's nothing like pre-pandemic. And the reason why is you let everybody go temporarily because you have to shut down. Trying to get everybody to come back is going to be sluggish. Getting everybody back into the groove of things, retraining. You know, I memorized the menus you had to when you waited tables. So Tony Roma's and Red Robin, I had to memorize that whole menu because if somebody asked a question, I needed to be able to say what was on the California chicken burger or whatever. And so if you've been away for a year or two, you have to now re-memorize all that. So you're almost retraining new staff. And you can't retrain everybody at the same time because you need to be open for business. So it really is kind of a cluster. So with your rental car companies, be nice to them, okay? Cut them some slack, but that's kind of what happened. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. I mean, you need to stay alive. So sell your cars. And that's the other thing, too. People like new cars. They don't want, you know, a 1986 Chevy Chevette when they rent a car. I mean, I do like, you know, vintage, but they want something new. So, yeah, they sold their cars. I don't blame him. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're following this breaking news. Apparently, a small glider plane has crashed 1 mile off the New Jersey coast. There were three people on board. Currently, police and the Coast Guard are scouring the water looking for survivors. The incident occurred at about 11:30 a.m., about 1 mile off into the water off Long Beach Island in New Jersey. As of 1 p.m., police had not confirmed if they located the aircraft or any victims. There were reports that three people were potentially on board. Witnesses on the scene have given conflicting reports about whether it was a small plane or a glider. So the incident occurred a couple hours ago, and police have not yet been able to find the aircraft or any of the victims. Apparently, one person said that it was, I believe, a red glider, or there was a kite. There's been a lot of conflicting reports of what people saw. And again, a mile off the coast, you know, I mean, unless they have binoculars, it's kind of hard to really kind of hone in and determine how, you know, determine what they're able to see. But we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's frightening, and I hope they can find it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Australia has made a move with the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they have decided to only give it to people over 60 years old. And the reason why is they found an increased risk of blood clots in those who are between 50 and 59. So they're recommending that younger adults receive the Pfizer jab instead of the AstraZeneca to avoid risk of rare severe blood clots. Now, their country has seen 60 cases, including 2 deaths, after administering 3.3 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine. The country's advisory panel cited an increased risk of the thrombosis with thrombocytopenia, or TTS, following AstraZeneca vaccination in people aged 50 to 59. They said there appears to be a small risk of thrombosis with thrombocytopenia in people 60 years and over, but this risk appears to be lower than in younger people. Cases overseas have been reported at all ages. Now, the panel notes that those aged 50 to 59 who have already received a first dose and did not experience abnormal side effects can still go on to get the second dose. Now, in April, the panel had recommended the Pfizer vaccine as the preferred jab, and this is in Australia, and I'll tell you why that matters to us, for people under the age of 50 due to reports of TTS. The latest update published today notes that the recommendation is revised due to a higher risk and observed severity of thrombosis and thrombocytopenia syndrome related to the use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine observed in Australia in the 50 to 59-year-old age group. So what ends up happening is the country administered over 6.2 million doses. So when you hear that 60 of the side effects happening, the first thing you'll hear from the medical community is, guys, that's rare. In fact, that's possibly more rare than other issues that are out there, and even more rare than what COVID can do itself. But the problem that a lot of countries are having, and I completely understand people's hesitancy, is the subject of, you know, why should I take any risk? And I'll argue and say, because COVID is worse. But many people who have had COVID or have witnessed COVID in their loved ones might not see what I've seen. As a doctor, I'm like, trust me, it could be really bad. It could kill you. But for a lot of people, they're like, why would I inject something into me that could possibly also kill me? And when you tell them, but, you know, your chance is 1 in a million, if that, then they respond by, but I have a 1 in a million chance of dying of COVID. So it's, Australia is doing what I think they should do. If you identify groups that might be at higher risk and there's another option, give that option. Provide your guidance. And I understand there's narratives, and I understand people are worried, well, oh my gosh, if Australia does this, now, you know, we're not going to have access to AstraZeneca. If the FDA approves AstraZeneca vaccine for us, it'll be approved. If the FDA feels the AstraZeneca shot is safe for people of all ages, that's fine. But, yes, Australia limiting it to only those over 60 is will be fuel to the fire for those who are saying, look, I don't want to get the shot. So, but that doesn't mean you hide things from the American public. That doesn't mean you start to cut back on transparency. All right? No. I mean, if there's concerns in certain age groups and there's a higher risk, I don't want to see anybody get in a clot. So I do understand Australia's move, and it does make sense. Now, on the vaccine front, Germany's CureVac COVID-19 vaccine were being told flopped in a clinical trial. Preliminary data behind German biopharmaceutical company CureVac's COVID-19 mRNA vaccine revealed a disappointing 47% efficacy against COVID-19 of any severity, failed to meet statistical success criteria in a late-stage trial, so their stocks tanked. And according to the company's statement, in the unprecedented context of at least 13 variants circulating within the study population subset, assessed at the interim analysis, CVnCoV demonstrated an interim vaccine efficacy of 47% against COVID-19 disease of any severity and did not meet pre-specified statistical success criteria. So this low efficacy is in contrast to Pfizer and Moderna's 90%. And so if they are trying to garner public, you know, support and excitement for a different vaccine, if they can't get Pfizer, the public's going to be like, oh, heck no. So CureVac said 134 COVID-19 cases were identified in the interim analysis, occurring at least 2 weeks post-second dose, with variants blamed for 124 of those cases. Just one case was attributed to the original virus. The study involved approximately 40,000 participants across 10 countries in Latin America and Europe. So they said, while we are hoping for a strong interim outcome, we recognize that demonstrating high efficacy in this unprecedented broad diversity of variants is challenging, as we are continuing towards a final analysis with a minimum of 80 additional cases. The overall vaccine efficacy may change. They said, in addition, the vaccine-rich environment underlines the importance of developing next-generation vaccines as new virus variants continue to emerge. Now, Germany said it's not going to impact the speed of their country's vaccination rollout. I believe they're already giving out, I believe, Pfizer. But CureVac, it didn't modify the mRNA in the shot, and their vaccine, it's an mRNA, and I'm not exactly sure the distinct differences between that and the Pfizer and Moderna, but my guess is their mRNA might not have been transported in a type of nanoparticle that I don't know if it was necessarily the mRNA or the ability for that mRNA to get where it needs to go into the cell cytoplasm. Now, in the meantime, Europe is going to weigh COVID-19 vaccine candidates with below 50% efficacy. So the FDA has established that any vaccine we're going to look at has to be at least 50% efficacious. So Europe is going to do the same thing. Comments from Marco Cavallari, head of biological health threats and vaccine strategy at the European Medicine Agency, after the news of the German 47% efficacy from the COVID, from the CureVac, they said, with respect to the 50% threshold, we were asking in agreement with other regulators that the studies are designed in a way that they could prove that the efficacy is at least 50%. But we made clear right from the start, this does not mean that we will not look into the entirety of the evidence. We will consider the benefits and the risks demonstrated by the vaccine and come out with a decision on whether such a vaccine could be approved or not. So some of you are probably thinking, why not just forget about the vaccine? If a vaccine comes out less than 50%, just throw it out. Why is this even a headline? Well, it gets a little tricky. All right, one is, if a company feels like they don't have the patents and they don't have the ability to ensure that they're going to be able to make the finish line, they might not even start. And we kind of need all hands on deck because we have variants and we want pharmaceutical companies to jump into the ring. You know, an issue we had with Ebola is not a lot of pharmaceutical companies were that excited about making an Ebola vaccine. Well, you know, we had to then approach COVID differently and promise, you know, money. The other is some of these vaccines aren't very efficacious towards the variants. And sometimes 50%, like a flu shot, is pretty darn good. But because we have better, they're going to pale in comparison. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. and people panic. Grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court rejected a challenge to Obamacare, the third time it has preserved the 2010 health care law. Reacting to that news on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer.
The United States Supreme Court, in a 7-2 ruling, upheld the Affordable Care Act in the face of another legal challenge. So let me say definitively, the Affordable Care Act has won. The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay. And now we're going to try to make it bigger and better. Establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
The nation's unemployment line grew longer last week for the first time in more than a month. The Labor Department reporting 412,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits. USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is holding interest rates steady. During a news briefing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell calling it part of the ongoing strong support for the economic recovery. Regarding that recovery, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey tells CNBC,
"You know, I think the big picture here that we shouldn't lose sight of is our economy is not in a recovery mode anymore. We're in a full-blown expansion. We were in recovery in the third quarter of last year when we grew by 30%. Now, we've got a really robust expansion. As you know, the Fed is projecting 7% real GDP growth this year, unemployment getting down to 4.5%. And with prices rising all around us, it's still, it's 2023 before there's a median agreement that we get off zero."
Former President Trump doesn't support vaccinating school-age children against COVID-19. Trump claiming young people are not affected or affected badly by the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love hearing politicians talk, right? Because they're politicians. And so when the Supreme Court, and we discussed this a little earlier today, when the Supreme Court had basically said, no, we're not going to throw out the Affordable Care Act because the mandate's gone, so it doesn't cause injury to people. So technically, we're going to dismiss the case. We're not going to overturn it based on that. It could still face legal challenges in the future, but in terms of the concept of the mandate's gone, so the whole law should be thrown out, the Supreme Court said they don't have to weigh in on that. dismiss the case. So Chuck Schumer said the ACA is here to stay. So, you know, the rhyming, and I get it. It's a nice soundbite. And he doubled down on the statement that health care should be a right for the American people. Now, I have an opinion on that, but I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is having health care. Just that term. Is having health care a right for every American citizen, resident, person on our soil? So as a doctor, I want every person who lives in our beautiful country to have access to health care. And I think most of us agree with that. I think most of us understand that if you are a citizen, if you are paying taxes, if you are supporting our great country, if you put in your dues, and you're, let's say, working in the construction sector, or the law enforcement sector, or the teaching sector, worry got your back, and we'll make sure that you're still well enough to work, to take care of your kids, to not be a public health threat. So as a physician, when I was an ER doc, patients coming in, I didn't care what country you were from, I didn't care what your immigration status was, you're in front of me, you're sick, I'm going to take care of you. Right? Now, it wasn't as much of an issue in the 90s. Well, it might have been more of an issue in terms of hospitals making money and still being able to stay afloat. But luckily, on the days we were slammed, we still got to everybody. I didn't have to turn away somebody because I had somebody else that wasn't an American citizen. That never happened. We got to everybody. So it worked for a while. But with legislation such as the ACA, there's been this push going, you see, we need to make sure everybody gets health care. Well, the ACA was a horrible example of giving people health insurance because people might have had a card in their wallet, but they were facing thousands of dollars of deductible. So even me, I was supposed to get a hysterectomy years ago. Not with a deductible of $12,000. No way. Then that means I have to come out of pocket $12,000 before the insurance even touches it. So when people claim that the ACA gave health care to everybody, it really depends on what your definition of health care is. If you have a card in your wallet, maybe. But in terms of having access to a physician without having to go broke, no, the ACA didn't do that. These high deductibles were just frightening. And people said, yeah, but they could still go to the doctor. Well, once you're not paying bills at that doctor's office, they have to see paying patients. And if you're not paying your part that the insurance is mandating you pay, you got fired from that hospital or doctor's office. Now, some hospitals are turning around saying, look, they're not going to fire you, they'll let you come back. But it's still a mess. So high deductible insurance plans is not health care. Now, currently, in ER settings, we aren't allowed to turn you away. You go to an ER and you're sick and you're in trouble, we're going to jump in and take care of you. So, you know, people will call the paramedics. People will, you know, if you're having a heart attack in the middle of the street, nobody knows who you are, they're going to call 911, 911's going to come, and they're going to help you. So currently, we do have everybody having access, but it's not the type of access that I think is the most ideal. I think it puts a lot of companies in peril in terms of, you know, not getting any reimbursement. And a lot of people are just hoping that they could get in and squeeze in and then get health care. So there needs to be a more systemic way. There needs to be a more organized way. But then on the flip side, it's expensive. It's very expensive. All right? We have, 360 million Americans. And to cover their blood pressure medicine, their diabetes medication, their seizure medication, There are dermatological issues. There are surgeries. That's expensive. And so I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I believe that any U.S. citizen or person here that's come here legally, and honestly, I've treated illegal immigrants as well, anybody here on this, in our country, if we do not help take care of them from a medical standpoint, it's very risky, not only for them, for others. So I do believe it's a right, especially for our American citizens. However, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a crappy plan or a crappy bill. I think there should be medical centers that allow people to go to. Maybe they charge $5. Maybe there's some sort of, you know, some sort of system we could have where it's not just always 100% free or people can take advantage. I think that all this money we have spent fighting the ACA or supporting the ACA or building up the ACA in the name of giving health care to people, that card is useless to a lot. Why haven't we built multiple clinics throughout all these cities? We would have probably spent even less money than all that money that went to the Obama campaign and the Trump campaign and the Clinton campaign. That money could have put clinics everywhere. And whoever would have suggested it would have probably been voted in, because that's pretty cool stuff. And then, not to mention all the people that want to donate and have their name on the building. I'm sure somebody who wants their name on the building, it doesn't have to be a U.S. clinic. It could be called the Smith Clinic. It could be called, let's say Walmart wants to donate. It could be called the Walmart Clinic. There's CT scans and x-ray machines that end up starting to be older, and then we want to bring in new equipment. Well, you're getting pennies on the dollar for the old equipment. Donate that equipment and get a huge tax break. If the U.S. government would give huge tax breaks to people who are donating supplies, donating time, let's say every doctor spends one day a month at the clinic. They get their medical fees waived. They get tax credits. There's enough incentives to do that. Same thing with nurses, etc. Because right now, doctors really get spanked when it comes to licensing fees and malpractice fees and all that. All right? If you have clinics set up everywhere, and that's the access people are thinking. This is the access people want. Not a card that has insurance with a $12,000 deductible. Okay? That's not, because, you know, even if there's subsidies, there's still deductibles. They're still out of pocket that a lot of people can't afford. So you are not convincing me that the ACA gave health insurance to everybody. And I know that because the ACA is still the law of the land, and people are calling into telemedicine because it's cheaper, and they go, but I don't have a doctor. I go, but you're having chest pain, you're having this abdominal pain, you need to get tested. They go, yeah, but I can't. I don't have insurance. How do they not have insurance? I thought the ACA was supposed to solve that. Well, because it wasn't financially, it didn't make sense. So personally, rather than just giving everybody cards or Medicare or Medicaid, get those clinics. This way you know you have the staff, you know you have the providers, and then you're actually promising health care. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tuning in, but not only are we back, but it looks like the murder hornets might be back. Yeah, remember there were all these memes where the murder hornets were buying toilet paper and hand sanitizer and all that. People are funny. I tell you, man, people are funny. So anyway, apparently there has been another sighting of the 2-inch-long murder hornet. Now, this has people buzzing because these insects can decapitate their prey, and their prey are honeybees. And this could risk devastation to millions of honeybees. I'm not a fan of any bee or any sting, but apparently we do have to protect our bees. So experts were called by a Marysville resident who lives, I believe, is it 30 minutes north of Seattle? I don't know exactly my geography there in Washington State. But apparently, a resident found a male hornet and reported it on June 4th. They looked at it, and it appeared to be a Vespa mandarinia, or what we've been calling in the media the Asian green hornet. It's a large insect native to East Asia, known to kill about 50 humans a year in Japan alone. I don't think they're going to continue to call them an Asian green hornet, as we're trying to shy away from calling COVID variants, the India variant and the Brazilian variant, having Greek letters. I'm sure they're just going to call these murder hornets. But it is, from a scientific standpoint, interesting and discussion point as to how they're native to East Asia, and they're here in the Western United States. That's a pretty long flight, or I mean, to get from Japan to Washington. So this resident lives in Snohomish County. They found the dead hornet. This has kind of been one of the first recent sightings since we heard about this in Washington State and British Columbia during the winter of 2019. And what makes this a little odd is we're not supposed to see hornets per se now. Usually the male hornet comes out at the end of July. So this is still a little early. It's about 6 weeks early. But because it was dead, they said it was dried out. Maybe it was a remnant from the previous season. They hope it's not a harbinger for the upcoming season. But according to the Washington State Department of Agriculture's press release, they said a resident found a deceased hornet near Marysville and submitted the report the evening of Friday, June 4th, on the WSDA's online Hornet Watch report form. There's a report form where you can just kind of type it in going, I have a murder hornet, help. I don't know. I would be still under the bed. I mean, unless I have access to a computer or an iPad under the bed, I'm not reporting nothing. I'm going to be hiding. Entomologists contacted them on Monday, June 7th, when WSDA retrieved the hornet on June 8th. The specimen was very dried out, and they found that it was a male hornet. I'm not very good at male and female distinguishing characteristics. I understand with humans, they've been shying away from saying male and female. But entomologists are just going to tell you if they think it's a male or not. And again, these animals have different feeding patterns, like the female mosquito versus the male. So it's them. It's significant that it was male. They said being the first detection in Snohomish County and having different coloring than previous collected specimens in North America, the hornet was submitted then to the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. So they moved this on up because they almost couldn't identify it. And then, by June 11th, so they're saying they worked pretty quickly, so within a week, the WSDA and USDA entomologists confirmed that the collected specimen was a Vespa mandarinia, known as the, quote, Asian giant hornet. The test and color variation of the specimen indicate that the specimen appears to be unrelated, though, to the other giant hornets that they've seen, the Whatcom County or the Canadian Asian giant hornet. So remember, back in 2019 before COVID, or actually this was late 2019, early 2020, that's when we heard about these hornets being Washington and Canada. Now, are they a concern to us? Yeah, I feel they are. The hornets will deliver 7 times the amount of venom as a honeybee, and apparently their stinger can pierce a beekeeper's suit. So I posted a video on my Facebook, and the article has a video which shows in seconds a hornet taking out a mouse, actually less than a minute. This is back in 2018. They say hives of honeybees have been absolutely decimated by these killer hornets. Many were actually decapitated. So apparently the killer hornets wait for tired honeybees to arrive back to their hive. Then they hijack them mid-air. They use their jaws to decapitate the honeybee, and then they bring the rest of their body back to their nest to feed their young. Last year, Washington State University Agriculture and Natural Resources Extension Program Unit educated Washington State locals on how to identify the nests and report them so the agency could destroy them. So there were wasp and hornet hunters. And these hornet hunters were going around, and I'm like, please be careful. In fact, they urged trappers to use caution because some of these trappers were going to help Washington State trap them to eradicate them. Yeah, I think they deputized basically normal people like you and I, who I call us normal in terms of having absolutely no experience with bees and hornet trapping, to help identify if you see any of their wasps. Well, we still don't know how they got to the U.S. So it is bee season, and so it's no wonder that we're going to see the hornets. Spring season starts bee season. And we talked about bees. If you're allergic to bees, could you be allergic to this hornet? I don't know. I wouldn't try it. Just avoid them. Make sure you have an EpiPen. But interestingly, when it comes to bees, about 5 to 7.5% of the population is severely allergic to the point where they could have trouble breathing, go into anaphylaxis, and die. So bee venom is actually clear, colorless, bitter. When injected, when it injects, the proteins and the enzymes could cause inflammation. It could also prevent one's blood from clotting. Then, because your body sees these proteins, you start to get an allergic reaction. Sometimes you'll swell. Sometimes you'll, unfortunately, have a more severe allergic reaction. One report cited 90 stings for a small child could be fatal. 600 stings for an adult to reach the lethal levels. So, if the Asian green hornet has 7 times the amount of venom, and 600 stings could kill an adult, then that means less than 7 stings could be enough. Right? Did I calculate that right? I didn't calculate that right, did I? No, I think I did. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just don't get stung by it, okay? Now, what do you do if you get stung by anything? Well, if it's mild, you want to clean the area with soap and water. Use a cool compress. You can use some antihistamines or corticosteroid creams if your medical provider says it's okay. Make sure your tetanus is up to date. If it's not, you're going to have to get a booster because, again, it injected something into you and could be tetanus. And then for severe reactions, you got to call 911. What are the severe reactions? Itching, difficulty swallowing, difficulty breathing, swelling of the lips, tongue, or throat, severe swelling of the sting area, dizziness, rapid heart rate, feeling faint, abdominal pain, chest pain, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. If you get diarrhea from a bee sting, you know something's up. Contact a medical professional immediately or call 911. Avoid the bees. If you don't bug the bee won't bug you. But if you smell perfumey or sugary, the bees might like you. Especially if you're wearing bright colors. And then you might have to have an EpiPen on your person. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.